We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Imagine being this good at anything as he is at just spitting.
He can spit.
1-9-9-9. I can't. Like, I know all the words and cannot come close to saying them
in
the same pattern.
Yeah.
I mean, Outkast, just turn that up, Landfill. Don't turn it down. Or turn it down. That's fine. I know we have restrictions, and I ask for things too late. We don't do this often because it's such a third-rail joke of a topic. But listening to Savannah there in the update, we got to talk LeBron.
Yeah.
He broke the all-time scoring record.
Yeah.
And LeBron's a great player. Like, everything becomes so divisive in our stupid culture. But that should be the conversation. LeBron's a tremendous player. He's been doing it a really long time.
Yeah.
And one thing I don't think he gets enough credit for, I'm trying to think, by and large, I don't think he's ever had a major injury, right?
No real major scandal or anything. Like, he just shows up, plays a ton of basketball every year for his team, for the Olympics,
yeah,
and just does it year after year after year after year. He's the OV of basketball, kind of, if you want to compare it locally.
Dude, I actually think that might be a really good comp because I love Alex Ovechkin. He's my favorite athlete. I also love Greg Papa, who's bringing us bagels right now.
Yeah.
Shout out to Pop. Thanks, dude. We each get a half, boys.
Thank you, Greg.
Take your half. Papa this morning is like, dude, I can't get my voice back. I sound like you. LeBron is not the GOAT for me. Mm-hmm. It's MJ and is going to be MJ.
Yeah.
I don't begrudge him at all. At all. For thinking he is. Like,
you're supposed to.
Every athlete I've ever covered thinks they're the best player on the field.
Ultimately, let somebody else say it. If you have to keep saying it, you normally don't believe it. You're trying to make yourself believe it. If you're that guy, they'll shout it enough for you. You don't have to speak about who you are when you've done something. Other people will do it for you.
Right. I mean, again, just local. So, hyper-local, Beamich, you're a fantastic golfer. You never walk around and say that you're good at golf. You just show up and then you play.
Yeah, he does.
When he's playing it, I think he'll say, yeah, Pete, I
talk trash to you.
Yeah, but you also just, you know that you're good. You don't have to walk in and say, hey, JP, I'm really good. I did this, I did that. Maybe you do it more than I realize because you and JP hang out for 4 hours. Regardless.
JP just hating.
LeBron breaking the scoring record, hell of an achievement.
And, it is. I think he deserves that, that level
more,
of respect.
More deliveries.
More breakfast. Now we got Mitch Tischler, the bear, in the building.
He's wearing a shirt with the bear on it, and the bear has a sign that says, we'll hug for beer.
Listen, Mitch, you can come in here, but you're – oh, that's a nice hug. That's a warm hug. You're going to have to sit with us for an hour tomorrow. So pick your poison, big man. The LeBron stuff, I think – I kind of – and maybe this is like the Spider-Man meme, like we're all the same. Why are you playing footsie with me, dude? That was weird.
You got your feet in the way. Let me add that. Right there. There we go.
That, my foot was there. Beamich just, what is the term for like when you just take something appropriated? Beamich just appropriated my footrest.
I'm not going to say that Beamich is appropriating anything. It's hot water. Spider-Man meme.
I kind of think sports media is the problem with LeBron. Of all, not of all people, my wife, Lauren, who you guys know, makes a point of always telling me how much she likes LeBron because all he does is play basketball and be a dad. And you can think the videos are cheesy or whatever. He's always posting videos with his kids. He's always just hanging out. To your point, never a scandal. Never, I mean, I think he's with his high school sweetheart. I don't know. I don't know the romantic situation in LeBron's life, but, like, he seems a little cheesy to me.
Yeah.
But, like, by all accounts, he seems like a good person.
Right. Yeah, yeah, like, and Tom Brady's the same way, a little cheesy, like, tweeting out pictures in his underwear and does, like, dad bits, but...
Yeah, but Brady, and dude, I'm not judging anybody.
Yeah, you're right.
But he's also now divorced, or I don't even know if he married Bridget Moynihan.
Right.
I don't think they had a kid together, yeah. And then now he's going through a rather public divorce. That doesn't make anybody a good or a bad person,
yeah.
But I don't think LeBron's had any of that.
Right,
and Brady, there were, like... I mean, now LeBron has certainly fallen out with a number of coaches and thrown plenty of people under the bus.
Yeah.
But that's sports.
Yeah. Stuff happens. I mean, the thing about it, listen, LeBron, I think he's a very good basketball player. I don't care about anything else he does. I mean, like, I know people get, well, who cares? I judge him by being a basketball player. That's who he is. You know, the other stuff, look, what people show us is not always what they really are. A lot of times, people can show you a certain side because they're trying to make your thought process be a certain way. I don't know how perfect he is. I don't know how imperfect he is. I can care less. On a basketball court, he does some great things. In my eyes, I think Jordan was better and more impactful. Kareem was absolutely great. You know, that's who the record he just went to get. And every time LeBron does something, you know, I don't think it's fair to try to bring Jordan into it. But the mere fact, I'll say this, Apple. Everybody that makes a phone or something try to compete with Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Back in the day, you had, what was it, when Xerox.
Yeah.
Okay. Xerox was the top. Guess what? It became the name of the company.
They're
became
standard
what you're
bearers.
Doing. Yeah. So, Michael, everybody compares everybody to Michael. That just tells you right there, he's the best. And you leave it at that. But it doesn't hurt to say LeBron is great. He's done some great things. You know, but like when people want to just automatically throw people ahead of him, I'm like, show me the things he's in. Did he lead his team to a lot of championships? Did he win as many as
do
he
you
went
wanna...
to? People are like, well, he went to more. Okay, when you're going to them, don't mean much if you're not winning them all the time.
Mm-hmm. I believe MJ was undefeated.
Yes.
Yeah, I think LeBron has been to 10, won 4. So 4 and
is
6.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, damn.
But Mike also had the, 3-year gap where he played baseball and just kind of took a hiatus where he could have.
I think it was 2, but yeah. I mean, he was. Where did we all land on the MJ was suspended conspiracy?
I don't think he was suspended.
You don't?
No.
It's a hell of a lot of coincidences.
Nah, I don't think he was.
I would have to rewatch The Last Dance to fully be immersed in the conspiracy theory, but I understand it was the gambling thing, and yeah. I buy it more than a lot of the sports conspiracy theories out there.
I mean, that was a hell of a lot of coincidences.
Yeah.
Let's run through LeBron's resume here, because it is perhaps more impressive than he gets credit for. 4-time NBA champion. Mm-hmm. 19-time All-Star. Mm-hmm. 18 times on the All-NBA list. Mm-hmm. Think about that. In our city, currently we're in Scottsdale, but where we live is D.C. They want to throw damn parades for Bradley Beal making a third-team All-NBA team once.
Yeah.
There was a parade for John Wall previous to that
for
making a third-team All-NBA team once. Mm-hmm.
They welcome back Caron Butler, Jamison, and Arenas for being the big three, and they won, I think, one playoff series together.
They almost won 50 games.
Yeah,
they probably would have if Gil didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
LeBron is 18 times All-NBA. Dude, a lot of stars, looking at you, Luka, play zero defense. LeBron, 6 times All-Defensive Team. Mm-hmm. 4-time Finals MVP. He's won a scoring title. He's got 4 MVP trophies, 3 All-Star Game MVP trophies. now the all-time leading scorer in NBA history.
He's top five in assists as well.
What, unless, if you've looked at it, don't answer. I'm guessing you haven't looked at it. Have you looked at it? When was LeBron's rookie year?
I think it was 03.
Right at the time.
02, 03?
Yeah, because he's been in there for 20 years.
He's been in the NBA for 20 years.
Yeah.
Now, it helps when you come into the NBA when you're 18.
Yeah.
Right? Like, or 19, whatever he was. That's a difference that MJ never had. How old was MJ when he got in? Probably 21?
21, 22, something like that.
Yeah.
Because he played 3 years in college, didn't he?
At least two. Mm-hmm. Jordan was 21 his rookie year.
Yeah, I know the rankings and the debates, especially in the NBA, is what makes it really fun, and I'm no prude when it comes to arguing about that stuff, but when I hear the MJ, LeBron, like, pick your side, they're both freaking phenomenal, and LeBron, let's just cherish the comet while it's still streaking across the sky instead of trying to compare it to the last comet we saw.
Yeah.
How about this, though, for MJ? This stands out to me. As somebody that, like, I remember I was in middle school, maybe a freshman in high school, and the Bulls came to town, and my parents got tickets. And I had, like, I had stuff to do that day, and we just blew it off.
Right.
To go see Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was.
MJ is very much like the other MJ, Michael Jackson, when he was out there. He made things stop.
Totally.
When Mike and the Bulls rolled in, it was like the Beatles.
Right.
You know? And I don't think, listen, as great as LeBron has been, great as Kobe was, people don't react to them as they do to when that dude was coming around.
You're a Kobe guy, right?
Yeah, well, part of the reason I don't have the appreciation for MJ, and I remember when I interned for JP years ago, one of the first impactful statements I made was, I remember MJ as a wizard, barely. Like, and you flipped out, and that was the first of thousands of times that you probably wanted to smack me in the face.
Like when he said yesterday, I didn't know there were mountains in Arizona.
Yeah, I have yet to really get smarter, but yeah, I think it's not my era, really, and I can, the stuff like The Last Dance has helped me appreciate MJ for all that he's done. But yeah, Kobe and LeBron are the guys I've more paid attention to.
Mm-hmm. So what really stands out to me about Jordan, and maybe we need to look this up about Kobe, because the way he was a competitor, maybe I wouldn't be stunned if it was similar. But MJ's rookie year, played every game, 82 games. He, if you remember, he hurt his ankle his second season. From his third year through his like sixth year, including their first title season, he missed one game. There's no load management going on.
Yeah.
And while he probably was playing golf for 36 holes earlier that day.
Right.
Before he
gambling all night. Right.
And the sport back then was way more brutal. He was probably playing 40 minutes a night, getting smacked by Charles Oakley and all the other mountains in the paint. Yeah. I mean, there were mountains in Arizona and mountains in the paint back then that they had.
In his career, he averaged 38 minutes a night.
Yeah, that's nasty.
How about this? When he came back from his hiatus, whatever that was, 96, 97, 98, they won the championship every year. How many games do you think he missed in those 3 years?
One.
Two or three.
Zero. And he did it while playing 38 minutes a night. And in 98, the last championship year, 39 minutes a night.
Yeah. I mean, he was rested up from hitting 220 in the minors and on the bench after all the strikeouts. He's like, I feel great all of a sudden.
I mean, that's the GOAT, dude. I'm curious if Kobe played like that, because MJ just
– Kobe, he probably did. Because, like, all the players were talking about Kobe. Like, what was Chris Bosh say? He was trying to beat Kobe. He got up one day. He said, I got him.
Right.
Tried to go to work out, and Kobe had already worked out, was drenching in sweat.
Yeah, he was coming up the elevator. like, what's up, guys?
What's up, dog? How you doing?
Not to compare the two, but do you remember Heineke's story about his week with the Patriots? He's like, man, I knew Tom got in there early, so I decided to get up real early and get in there to watch film. He's like, I pulled in the facility at 6 a.m. Tom was a half hour deep.
Yep.
Yeah, man. I'll just say this here. I guarantee you MJ influenced a lot of people in multiple sports because of the way that he went around and did it. And I think when you look at him, being the guy off the field, off the court, and doing the major stuff he's done, he had an impact on a lot of guys. Like, I just saw the other day, $270-something million what he got from Nike this year.
I thought it was
– No, he's made Nike over billions. 13, 14, 15 billion, whatever it is, but his payment was $275 this year.
I mean, this is perhaps morose, so forgive me. I just pulled up Kobe's basketball reference page just to look at it, and it's – I haven't seen a picture of him in a long time. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy to think he's dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just – we're talking LeBron. We're talking MJ. Kobe's, to me, not there, but in that conversation, and there was a period of time where he was – Kobe might be your Ovi comp, honestly. Just as a scorer,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Like pure
just
scorer.
Score.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I'm just really unstoppable. And everybody knows Kobe's dad, right? Joe Bryant, Jelly Bean mm-hmm. Bryant. We're all familiar with that. At least according to Pro Basketball Reference, do you know who Kobe's famous uncle is?
Soccer player?
I don't know what sport he played, but he's got a hell of a name.
Okay. Kobe Bryant's uncle.
Kobe Bryant's uncle. Ready, B?
What is it?
Chubby Cox.
Unreal.
He was a right-handed shooting guard, 6'2", 180. Played college.
He wasn't even chubby.
Dude, he was the seventh pick of the eighth round of the 1978 NBA draft by the Chicago Bulls. Played in college at Villanova and San Francisco.
Mm.
Piers, he played one season.
Seven games.
Seven games in the NBA.
Yeah.
For old Chubby. Congratulations, Chubby. Hell of a career. Pete, can you name the most famous basketball player to ever play at San Francisco? I believe I'm correct.
Is it? Cream was UCLA. Wilt?
You're close, but not correct.
Okay.
You got the right era.
I'm going to be annoyed. Is it a big man?
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to take up too much dead air here.
You got to be? Bill Russell.
Okay.
Arguably the greatest champion of all time. Who's your GOAT?
B-ball GOAT.
MJ?
Yeah.
Peter?
Yeah, it's MJ.
It's MJ. Now, if you need a GOAT of another variety, go check out the Cloakroom, nominated multiple times for Best Overall Gentlemen's Club in the country. And it just got even better. Located 5th and K Northwest, Cloakroom is the first gentlemen's club in the United States, the whole damn country, to have its own sports book. You can place wagers at traditional betting windows, or you can use the kiosks, the touch screens. They're really easy to use while enjoying the entertainment. If you're not into that, take an elevator to the beautiful year-round climate-controlled sportsbook and lounge called Over Under. That's where you'll find me. It has a state-of-the-art retractable roof and TVs showing all the NFL games. Here's my hope that Masters weekend, we're probably about 2 months out, second weekend of April usually. I'm hoping we get a really nice weather day and we can all go to Over Under and they open up the roof.
Yeah.
And we watch the Masters and chill with Tony and drink Pappy and have an absurd great Saturday.
I sampled their transfusions and they're delicious if we want to have a golf course drink while watching the Masters. But now you can do
talking.
The Pappy.
You're talking. They got hard-to-find booze, incredible bourbon selection, Bloody Mary, Mimosa, transfusion specials every weekend. Check them out, cloakroomdc.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.